Today is the 21st day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. 3 weeks into this month we are navigating right now. I hope everyone is faring well as we day by day, step by step, take our journey. It's a brand new, shiny, sparkly week out in front of us. Resets. We might have to move into this week and take care of some stuff that we left from last week, but it's a fresh beginning. And so let's appreciate the resets and commit ourselves to living into this week for all that it has to offer, all that God will invite us into. And He is inviting us into the scriptures. That's why we come around the global campfire every day. And so we're in the book of Joshua. We'll read from the Christian Standard Bible this week. And today, chapter 22, verse 21 through 23, verse 16. The Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh answered the heads of the Israelite clans. The Mighty One, God, the Lord. The Mighty One, God, the Lord. He knows, and may Israel also know. Do not spare us today, if it was in rebellion or treachery against the Lord that we have built for ourselves an altar to turn away from Him. May the Lord Himself hold us accountable if we intend to offer burnt offerings and grain offerings on it, or to sacrifice fellowship offerings on it. We actually did this from a specific concern that in the future, your descendants might say to our descendants, what relationship do you have with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us, and you descendants of Reuben and Gad, you have no share in the Lord. So your descendants may cause our descendants to stop fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let's take action and build an altar for ourselves, but not for burnt offerings or sacrifice. Instead, it is to be a witness between us and you, and between the generations after us, so that we may carry out the worship of the Lord in His presence with our burnt offerings, sacrifices, and fellowship offerings. Then, in the future, your descendants will not be able to say to our descendants, you have no share in the Lord. We thought that if they said this to us or to our generations in the future, we would reply, look, at the replica of the Lord's altar that our ancestors made, not for burnt offering or sacrifice, but as a witness between us and you. We would never ever rebel against the Lord or turn away from Him today by building an altar for burnt offering, grain offering, or sacrifice, other than the altar of the Lord our God, which is in front of His tabernacle. When the priest Phinehas and the community leaders, the heads of Israel's clans who were with him, heard what the descendants of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh had to say, they were pleased. Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, said to the descendants of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, today we know that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this treachery against Him. As a result, you have rescued the Israelites from the Lord's power. Then the priest Phinehas, son of Eleazar, and the leaders returned from the Reubenites and Gadites in the land of Gilead to the Israelites in the land of Canaan and brought back a report to them. The Israelites were pleased with the report, and they blessed God. They spoke no more about going to war against them to ravage the land where the Reubenites and Gadites lived. So the Reubenites and Gadites named the altar. It is a witness between us that the Lord is God. A long time after the Lord had given Israel rest from all the enemies around them, Joshua was old, advanced in age. So Joshua summoned all Israel, including its elders, leaders, judges, and officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age, and you have seen for yourselves everything the Lord your God did to all these nations on your account, because it was the Lord your God who was fighting for you. See, I have allotted these remaining nations to you as an inheritance for your tribes, including all the nations I have destroyed, from the Jordan westward to the Mediterranean Sea. The Lord your God will force them back on your account and drive them out before you so that you can take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong and continue obeying all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so that you do not turn from it to the right or left, and so that you do not associate with these nations remaining among you. Do not call on the names of their gods or make an oath to them. Do not serve them or bow in worship to them. Instead, be loyal to the Lord your God, as you have been to this day. The Lord has driven out great and powerful nations before you, and no one is able to stand against you to this day. One of you routed 1,000 because the Lord your God was fighting for you, as he promised. So diligently watch yourselves. Love the Lord your God. If you ever turn away and become loyal to the rest of these nations remaining among you, and if you intermarry or associate with them and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will not continue to drive these nations out before you. They will become a snare and a trap for you, a sharp stick for your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you disappear from this good land the Lord your God has given you. I am now going the way of the whole earth, and you know with all your heart and with all your soul that none of the good promises the Lord your God made to you has failed. Everything was fulfilled for you. Not one promise has failed, since every good thing the Lord your God promised you has come about, so he will bring on you every bad thing until he has annihilated you from this good land the Lord your God has given you. If you break the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow and worship to them, the Lord's anger will burn against you, and you will quickly disappear from this good land he has given you. Luke 20:27-47. Some of the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came up and questioned him. "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother has a wife and dies childless, his brother should take the wife and produce offspring for his brother. Now there were 7 brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. Also the second and the third took her. In the same way, all 7 died and left no children. Finally, the woman died too. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For all 7 had married her." Jesus told them, "The children of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to take part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they can no longer die, because they are like angels and are children of God, since they are children of the resurrection. Moses even indicated in the passage about the burning bush that the dead are raised, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, because all are living to him." Some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. Then he said to them, "How can they say that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord declared to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' David calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?" While all the people were listening, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes who want to go around in long robes and who love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and say long prayers just for show. These will receive harsher judgment." Psalm 89:14-37. righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Faithful love and truth go before you. Happy are the people who know the joyful shout. Lord, they walk in the light from your face. They rejoice in your name all day long, and they are exalted by your righteousness. For you are their magnificent strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. Surely our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. You once spoke in a vision to your faithful ones and said, I have granted help to a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant. I have anointed him with my sacred oil. My hand will always be with him, and my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not oppress him. The wicked will not afflict him. I will crush his foes before him and strike those who hate him. My faithfulness and love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will extend his power to the sea and his right hand to the rivers. He will call to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. I will also make him my firstborn, greatest of the kings of the earth. I will always preserve my faithful love for him, and my covenant with him will endure. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as heaven lasts. If his sons abandon my instruction and do not live by my ordinances, if they dishonor my statutes and do not keep my commands, then I will call their rebellion to account with the rod, their iniquity with blows. But I will not withdraw my faithful love from him or betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or change what my lips have said. Once and for all, I have sworn an oath by my holiness. I will not lie to David. His offspring will continue forever. His throne, like the sun before me, like the moon, established forever. A faithful witness in the sky. Selah. Proverbs 13, 17 through 19. A wicked envoy falls into trouble, but a trustworthy courier brings healing. Poverty and disgrace come to those who ignore discipline, but the one who accepts correction will be honored. Desire fulfilled is sweet to the taste, but to turn from evil is detestable to fools. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Your mercies are new every morning, and we just call this to mind. It's a reset, that it's a start. It's a beginning. Holy Spirit, come. We can so easily turn things sideways so quickly. Or we can walk with you. And we're choosing to walk with you. And so, Holy Spirit, come and lead us into all truth. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. Lead us deeper into Jesus, we pray, in his name. Amen.
Hey, DAB family, this is Kristen, aka Christ in Me. And I wanted to give a shout out and also do some prayers for the DAB family. Trajan, you said that you were not sure of your transformation. But I will tell you, you are being transformed by the Lord. And the fact that you have not ran into people that you know that might challenge you is because the Lord is refining you. And he's refining you in the fire. He's making you stronger. And when he's ready, that will happen. You will run into people that you know, but you will be a force in their lives for good. And you will help people to be led to the Lord. And so don't worry. God's got you, brother. I want to lift up our little Cherie for prayer for healing. Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer. Cherie needs you right now. Give her comfort. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding. And heal her body, Lord. And we just pray this in your mighty, matchless name. And Chicago Peg, I just wanted to tell you thank you for the shout out. And I have to tell you, you are the one of the people that I love to listen to as well. So your prayers are very comforting to me. So God bless you, sister. We love you. Okay, everybody, y'all have a good one and keep praying.
Hello, my wonderful DAB family. This is Rosie, a.k.a. Great to Be Free in Jesus. I'm requesting prayer. I requested prayer for this before, but I really need the prayers. I'm still having a lot of problems with my right shoulder and my neck. I can't hardly lift my arms up above my head. And I had to go do an MRI Monday, and I'm supposed to go to the doctor tomorrow to find out the results. Pray that I don't have to have surgery. I'm hoping that they can just send me to physical therapy and that will fix the problem. I've been exercising. I've been trying to find things to do that will fix the problem at home. And it seems like everything I try isn't working. So I just really need your prayers that that God, my healer, Jehovah Rapha, will heal me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, and that he would heal all my DAB friends and family from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. I love you, my wonderful DAB family. God bless you. Bye.
Hey, my dad family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And I wanted to tell you a little story, not shaken for mini me. I was a single mother after my kids' father passed away when my kids were 3, 11, and 12. And I got a job. I found a job and I started working. And when I was first starting out, I was on housing and I was on food stamps, and we were getting Social Security for the kids. And I just want to just let you know how faithful the Lord is, because he has made a way. And, you know, I started to, just move up in, I had a federal job, or I have a federal job. I just moved my way up, and the Lord just really blessed me. And now, you know, I make really good money. And so I just want to encourage, mini me, that, you know, to just hang in there and that God's got you, and to pray to the Lord and he will carry you. And I also wanted to ask if Sheena from Saskatchewan would partner with me on praying over Minnie-Me's legal issues. And Lord, I just pray that these people that are judging these legal issues would see the truth of what's going on, and that these legal issues would come to an end and they would be resolved in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hi, beautiful family. This is Preserve Hope calling. Kingdom Seeker Daniel, you called in and asked us to pray for Susan from Canada, God, Jella Flower, and for Keith. And Susan, you've also called in just with the weight of the world on your shoulders, and just praying for you and Keith. We love you so much, and we're just so sorry for the burden that you're having to carry. Praying that you'll be able to give it completely over to the Lord. Candace from Oregon, Lyle's having some health issue. And then your grown children are in transition with moving. So we are just praying for peace in that and healing for Lyle. Manita, your daughter-in-law Sharon needs a bunch of MRIs. They need to check her heart and organs. She's had numbing in her feet and arms. And we are just praying for this beautiful daughter of hers. And also for her husband and two little boys. Also praying for soaring on eagle's wings from Canada. Your daughter was in a car accident a few years ago, but she still suffers with tremendous pain and in her neck and back, and even her fingers and toes. We're just praying for success of a new treatment. And then friend of the bridegroom in Denver, you've suffered with fatigue for a long time. You even have a hard time staying awake for a 20-minute commute. So we're praying for you as well. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today in on behalf of some of your prayer warriors and some of those who just love you and need a touch from you, Lord. We just ask that you would hold them close to you and renew their minds, bodies, and souls, and give them strength and courage to move forward on the path you've laid out for them. Guide them towards better health and give them their doctor's wisdom on how to get better, and just bless them and their families and keep them and make your face shine upon them. Gracious to them. We ask all these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.